Hey everyone, you're listening to a message from Pastor Femi Ebetoye, continuing our series, The Word. Be sure to check out the study guide for this week's message at eastbrook.org/sermons.
Let us pray. Lord, you are worthy. Jesus, you are worthy to receive all the glory and the honor, the adoration, power, and majesty. You are worthy because with your blood you purchased for yourself people from every language, tribe, nation, and tongue. And so we praise you. Holy Spirit, thank you for bearing witness to us that we are children of God and that is who we are. Our dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, your amazing love to us. Please be with me as I share your word with your people. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 So today we continue our sermon series, The Word, the Gospel of John, Part 1. And the topic of today's sermon is the true light. The true light. So today I'll be doing a lot of contrasting between light and darkness. Light and darkness. And you will see, this is something that the Jews in the ancient times would know. There's a lot of things they talk about. God being light, many times the evil one being a darkness. So I'll be contrasting that a lot today. But to start first, you know, we have the Nicene Creed. The Nicene Creed will be like, it was 17 years last year, 2025. The Nicene Creed. At Eastbrook, every month, we say the Apostle Creed. That came afterwards. This Nicene Creed was written in 25 AD to push back against the Arians heresy, which states that Jesus was created and that Jesus wasn't fully God and not fully man. And so the emperor at that time, Emperor Constantine, gathered people together in Nicaea, and that is where they deliberated. And I also want to mention Athanasius of Alexandria. This gentleman is from Africa, present-day Egypt. And he was one of the strong defenders of Jesus' deity, that Jesus is fully divine, fully God, and fully man. Jesus Christ is Lord. And so the people gathered in Nicaea, and the Nicene Creed was born out of it. The Nicene Creed is great because perhaps more than any other creed, spend some time talking about the divinity of Jesus Christ and his humanity. But I'm going to focus on his divinity right now. And I would like us to read together part of the Nicene Creed. Please join me. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, begotten from the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of the same essence as the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. Amen. See from there, it really talks about things that we've been discussing from John 1, especially verses 2 and 3. Jesus Christ is light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made. And the line that Jesus is light from light just emphasizes that Jesus Christ is divine. He's of the same essence as God the Father. His glory, his power, his majesty, all of that Jesus Christ has. Amen? Amen. Listen as I read from our text from today, and it's taken from John 1, verses 9 to 13. You can follow with your Bible. It will also be on your screens. We also have some Bibles underneath the chairs there. And if you find it, you'll find our text today on page 911. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or husband's will, but born of God. Born of God. So my first point here is Jesus is the true light. Jesus is the true light. John 1:9 says, the true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. Jesus is the true light, and that light is available to everyone. But what does it mean that Jesus Christ is true? Jesus Christ is true. It means that Jesus Christ's light is real. It's real. It is authentic. It is authentic. And it is available to everyone. Jesus Christ is perfectly holy. There is no darkness in him. There is no sin in him. And this light that Jesus gives, is available to everyone. So I guess the million-dollar question is, will everyone come to the light? Unfortunately, that is not what happens. That is not what happens. Psalm 107, verses 10 to 15. It talks about us being in darkness and how God frees us. So listen as I read. Some sat in darkness, in utter darkness, prisoners suffering in iron chains because they rebelled against God's command and despised the plans of the Most High. So he subjected them to bitter labor. They stumbled and there was no one to help. They cried out to God in their trouble and he saved them from their distress. He brought them out of darkness, the utter darkness, and broke away their chains. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. Amen? That is what Jesus Christ did. He brought us out of darkness, utter darkness. He broke away our chains. And so by doing that, how should we respond? Psalm 107 tells us we should give thanks to God for his unfailing love and his mighty deeds unto mankind. God's love is amazing. God's love is unfailing. God's love is everlasting. God's love is great. Pastor Matt talked about God's love last week, and he says God loves us. He said, God loves us. And then he asked you to personalize it and say, God loves me. I would like us to do that one more time. God loves me. Let's say it together. God loves me. One more time. God loves me. By the way, that's the meaning of my name. It means God loves me. Oluwafemi. And so when you say God loves me, you're calling my name. God loves me. God loves me. The truth is, without Jesus Christ, we cannot see. We cannot see clearly in the dark. I want to give this illustration. It's a story that's been told about three blind men walking up to an elephant and trying to describe it. This is an African elephant. By the way, do not go up to an elephant. That'll be dangerous. It's just an illustration. So the three went, and one touched his tail, and said an elephant is a small, hairy thingy. One touched the leg and said it's a tree. Remember, this is in the dark and they can't see. And one touched the trunk and said it's a round thing that has a hole in it. Of course, they are all wrong and distorted view. That's what happens when we are in the dark. By the way, the African elephant is magnificent. It's the largest animal on land. The blue whale is the largest overall, but the blue whale is in the sea. On land, the African elephant is the largest and very intelligent. And very intelligent, by the way. And so we move on. The point there is we don't see clearly in the dark. We don't see clearly in the dark. But Jesus Christ is the true light, as we read from John 1:9, and helps us see. He helps us perceive reality as it is. You know what? Being in the dark affected the disciples. In John chapter 6, the Bible talks about the disciples going on the boat. They were on the boat, and Jesus Christ was not there. He was coming, and Jesus Christ came to them walking on water. And so when they saw someone walking on water, they were afraid. They were afraid. Actually, other accounts say that they thought it was a ghost. Jesus Christ, a ghost. They couldn't be farther from the truth. The gentleman walking towards them is the creator of the universe. The Lord of lords and the King of kings. There is no lie in him. You know, the Jews thought that the ghosts were evil spirits and demons. God is not a demon. He is the true light that has come. And so to calm them, Jesus said, "It is I. Do not be afraid." Are you afraid of something today? Can you hear the words of Jesus say to you, "It is I. It is I. Do not be afraid. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will be your light in darkness." Amen. 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 Jesus is the true light. Jesus is the true light. Jesus is the light of the world. Darkness can neither comprehend the light nor destroy it. John 1:5 makes us understand that Jesus is the light that shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Jesus came to destroy the darkness of night. Our world will be in darkness without Jesus. Note, in John 1:5 and John 1:9, the statement about Jesus is in the present tense. Jesus Christ, his light, no one can comprehend. The darkness cannot comprehend. And Jesus Christ is the light that is available to everyone. So Jesus is still the light today. The darkness cannot comprehend it. And Jesus Christ is still the true light today that is available to everyone. Available to everyone. Amen? Amen. You know, if Jesus Christ is the true light, that means that there is a false light. There is a false light, and that is Satan. He's the one that masquerades as the Prince of Light. And you can find that in 2 Corinthians 11:14. But he is not true. He doesn't have, really, he's not the true light. Because, and how do we know it? Because light brings life. But the evil one, Satan, brings death. The Bible says he's the one that comes to kill and steal and destroy. But Christ, our true light, has come to give us life and life in abundance. You see the words I'm using. Light is always associated with life. And John would do that throughout his book. Life and light together. And that is who Jesus is. That is who Jesus is. The evil one is the one who brings chaos, but Jesus Christ brings us light. I want to use the cuttlefish as an example. The cuttlefish is a fish that lives deep in the ocean. And the cuttlefish are masters of disguise. They're masters of disguise, and they use shimmering colors to attract and catch their prey. You know, the prey sees something beautiful and swims towards it. But before they know it, they're caught. Too late. They become prey to the cuttlefish. They do not know that they're playing with death. That is what happened to Adam and Eve in Genesis 3. And the Satan presented himself in form of a serpent, that he was their friend, that he had their best intentions in mind. And so he told them to eat the fruit that God had told them not to eat. And when they disobeyed God and they ate of the fruit, instead of life, they got death. Thanks be to God that he did not leave us in that state. But Jesus Christ, the true light, came and destroyed the work of the evil one. He died on the cross of Calvary, rose again on the third day to give us life. We praise his holy name for that. Please note this. You do not live by disobeying God. You die. We do not live by disobeying God. We die. So how can we see through the devil's disguise when he comes to you? We can do this by studying the Word of God with the help of the Holy Spirit. We can discern the disguise of the enemy by studying the Word of God and with the help of the Holy Spirit, by walking by faith and not by sight. No, Psalm 119 verse 105 says, your word have I hidden, your word have I hidden in my heart that I may not sin against you. And then verse 105 says, your word is a lamp unto my feet, light unto my path, light unto my path. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Eastbrook, we need to put on the whole armor of God. If you want to be able to discern the lies of the evil one, put on the whole armor of God, as is stated in Ephesians chapter 6. And it talks about there the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. That is your only offensive weapon. And it talks about the faith, which is the armor you put on. And that is how we can extinguish the lies, the arrow darts of the evil one. It is our faith in God that we're able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 So Jesus Christ is not only the true light, he's also the creator and the life bringer of the world. Listen as I read John 1:10. It states, he was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. Yes, Jesus Christ is the sustainer and the source of everything. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. Jesus' light brings life to us. The darkness distorts us, making us seem less than human. So I want to illustrate this with Smeagol from The Lord of the Rings. Smeagol killed his cousin to get the one ring that rules them all. And the combination of the ring and the darkness turned Smeagol into Gollum. Gollum is this detestable, revolting animal. And Gollum never liked the light. He runs from the light. And that is unfortunate because the light is what gives us life, as we've been talking about. Now consider the wisdom of God, Jesus Christ. In his wisdom, he created the sun. And the sun provides light for us so that we will not be in darkness. But there is so many benefits of the sun that we enjoy today. Take the plant. The plant that's out there, actually the plants are blooming and the flowers are blooming from the plants all over right now. And the plant uses the energy of the sun to create food. And the byproduct of that is oxygen, and oxygen is what we breathe in. See the wisdom of God. And the sun, that's not only the benefits of it. The sun helps us produce vitamin D, which we in the Western Hemisphere, we lack a lot. And so we need to have it in our milk, and we have to have supplements. But the sun provides that for us. And vitamin D, as you know, is very important because it is essential for strengthening our bones, helps with the immune system and the brain function. On the other hand, being in total darkness is not a good thing. When human beings are subjected to a long period of darkness, we begin to hallucinate. We begin to hallucinate. Reality becomes distorted. Many people become sad, depressed. After this, after the first service, someone came to me and said that's a problem that they face in Alaska. In the winter months, it's very cold. They're not concerned. They don't suffer much because of the cold or the amount of snow. It is the total darkness that gets them. And because of that, many resort to drugs and alcohol up there. And Jesus Christ has come to give us light. You know, Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 to 6 and 1 to 2, or 2 and 3, prophesied about this Messiah coming in. And he says, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. And those walking in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. Thank you, Jesus, for shining your light on us. The next point I want to make is that Jesus, whose name is mighty to save, is able to make us children of God. Jesus, whose name is mighty, is able to make us children of God. Listen as I read John 1, 11 to 13. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or husband's will, but born of God. Jesus' name can save. Acts 4:12 says, there is no other name under heaven given among men that we may be saved. And John 8:12 also says, Jesus is the one saying this, I am the light of the world. Whoever believes in me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Amen. Jesus came to save us, to adopt us into God's family. He came to save us, to adopt us into God's family. And we read this in Galatians 4, verses 4 to 7. Verse 4 says, but when the time came, had fully come. God sent a son born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. Because you are sons, you are his sons and daughters, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but God's child. And since you are his child, God made you also into an heir. Chapter 3 of John. We're going to talk about John chapter 3 later. But I'll give you a preview. It talks about the story of Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a Pharisee. Was a Pharisee and a leader. And he came to Jesus at night. Notice that the night light contrast there. He came to Jesus at night. And he told Jesus, I know you are a leader, a teacher that has come from God. And no one can do the things you do except God was with him. Yeah, he was confessing to the fact that Jesus Christ is an Onishe Iyanu, the worker of wonders, the worker of miracles. But Jesus was having none of that. He went to why Nicodemus came. And that is that Nicodemus needed to be born again. Nicodemus needed to be born again. Nicodemus needed to be adopted into God's family. And that's what he told Nicodemus. What about you? Do you need to be born again? Do you need to be born into God's family? You know that chapter 3, verse 16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. You can have life that Jesus, the true light, provides by accepting him by faith. We just read it. He's giving you the privilege, if you receive him, he will give you the privilege to become children of God, and you will be adopted into his family. Amen? You know, there was a time that I too was in darkness. But praise God, he shone his light on me. And I became born again by faith. And now I am adopted into God's family. And that is my testimony. And I know many of you have that testimony too. The testimony of God's goodness on your life and adopting you into his family. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. And you know, as I wrap up, Jesus Christ will be a light forever. He will be a light forever. Revelation chapter 21. Verses 23 and 24 states then that Jesus Christ will be a light in every sense of the world. His light will give us life. We will never walk in darkness again. You will never need to worry about being hallucination, depression, death, because Jesus Christ will be a light. And he will give us light. You will see clearly. Actually, we will be changed. We will be changed and we will see him as he is. We will see clearly. No distortions, no lies from the evil one. He would have been cast into the hellfire. And so we praise God for what will be. Jesus Christ will be your light forever. Amen. Amen. Before we pray, I would like us to read that part from the Nicene Creed that talks about Jesus. So if you please stand with me and let's say it together. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, begotten from the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of the same essence as the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. Amen? Let us pray. Oh, Jesus, we thank you. We thank you because you are the true light that shines in the darkness. You are the true light that comes into the world, Thank you that whoever believes in you will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. We praise you, Lord. Help us to walk in the light as you are in the light. Please be our light and salvation. In Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's message from Pastor Femi Ibitoye. We welcome you to join us for our weekend worship services at 8, 9:30, and 11 a.m. For more information, please visit eastbrook.org.